You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart, Hunter Army Airfield, Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Hussey, a housing manager, and Misty McMillan, a data analyst from the Department of Public Works Army Housing. Today, we're going to talk all about family housing on the installation and any advice for getting through PCS season. Thank you guys so much for joining me. How are y'all?
Good. Great. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Before we get into things, I just want you all to go around, introduce yourselves, and maybe tell a little more about your role and what you do here on Fort Stewart.
My name is Sarah Hussey. I'm a housing manager here on post. Essentially, what I do is I handle a lot of reports, reach out to residents regarding any questions or concerns they may have. I provide them with resources regarding the home.
I am Misty McMillan, program analyst for DPW. So basically, I am like 100% compliance. I just follow through with a lot of reports, inspections, meetings, follow-ups, slides. So just, you know, make sure that our partnership is always great and that we have really good communication. We're here for the families and also here to communicate with BBC. Basically like a mediator. So the families are allowed to come to us if they have any concerns, and then we'll, you know, communicate those issues over to BBC and then just follow through the process from there.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. I know that you guys are really busy right now with everything. It's summer. It's PCS season. So a lot of people are going to be coming and going from Fort Stewart. You know, some people have already left. Some people have already come. But what can they expect from our move-in and move-out processes, like specifically here on this installation?
So probably one of the most important things soldiers and families need to remember whenever they get ready to move in is review your lease. Make sure you understand all the terms, what's expected. When you're walking the home, make sure that you list, even if it's a smallest deficiency, so like a scratch on the wall or a patch here, scratches on your floor, make sure those are annotated on your move-in. And then you also need to ask the partnership, whoever that might be, what is the turnaround for turning the deficiency list in? That way it's not counted against the resident whenever they move out. Probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah, for sure. Documentation is so important. You know, COIA is important, so just make sure that you're covered all the way around. So that way you're not charged for anything at move out if it's not your fault at move in. And, you know, just ask for, BBC normally provides a good bit of information at move out. They'll provide documents, so just make sure you're signing everything properly. And as Sarah mentioned, turning things back in when they're due, so that way it's not late or counted against you.
And that too, whenever you turn it in, personally, I always would sign and date, and then I would ask for a copy and keep it. That way, when it was time for move out, if something got lost in the sauce, I'd be here. Here's the document that they had that to reference off of.
Yeah, like you have your own copy.
Correct.
To prove something.
Right. And speaking of, your resident portal is so important to have. So make sure that the service member has your username and password for it. You're able to log in into the app, as well as your spouse. A lot of times service members are deployed, TDY, in the field, et cetera, and the spouse doesn't have access to that. So therefore, they're not able to, you know, either keep up with memos that are sent out, emails that are sent out, work order status, updates, et cetera. So just make sure everybody has access to the things that you will need throughout your stay, and make sure that BBC has updated and correct phone numbers. All of their information will go to a main phone number. So if the service member doesn't want that to be their number, i.e. if they know they're going to be deployed immediately, it would probably be best to have the spouse phone number listed as the main phone number.
That's good advice. Moving into other things, how does one go about filling out a work order or complaint? Is there a process?
There is. So there's a couple of different ways someone can do it. You can either call the maintenance line directly through Fort Stewart Family Homes, or you can go online through the resident portal and put in a work order. From there, any complaints, again, you would want to go through the three-step process, which obviously you're going to reach out to maintenance. You're going to start there. They're not responding correctly, then you're going to go to your leasing community center, which is either Liberty Woods or Southern Oaks. If you've done all those necessary steps, you're still not getting any results, then you would contact the BBC Cares hotline. I don't have that number with me right now, but that is the next step. And then let's say things still are not getting corrected, or you're still having issues with communication, whatever it might be, then you would reach out to us at DPW Garrison Housing Office. for assistance. And obviously, if you've done all those necessary processes, you also want to get your chain of command involved to make sure that they're tracking, as well as Garrison Housing and the community center, just to cover all bases all the way around.
Another important piece to the work orders is that if your issue is truly an emergency situation, you want to call in the work order versus put it online. The work order is submitted online, it will not be considered an urgent or an emergency. So you definitely, in order to get someone there timely and quickly, depending on the matter, definitely call it in if you feel that it's an urgent or an emergency. And the call center will categorize it as such and then just let you know that there will be a technician sent out fairly quickly.
So you think it's like a life, health, safety risk call instead of
anything
online?
Anything that's LHS, life, health, safety. So for instance, I'll just throw out a few things. So smoke detector beeping would be considered an emergency. Obviously, a flood, fire, flood, those things are definitely considered emergencies. So
AC.
Call. Your AC not cooling, call. Yep. Versus submitted online.
Especially right now because it's hot.
Yeah.
For people who don't exactly understand the relationship, what are the roles between what Balfour Beatty handles on post and what actual DPW Army Housing? Kind of what are your all's roles and how do they differ?
So Balfour Beatty obviously is first. That's your first line of defense. So you definitely want to reach out to them first. If you live on housing, that's your first go-to for whatever the issue may be, whether it's a lease renewal, it's a discrepancy, an issue with a neighbor, trash not being picked up, work orders not being completed. So that's where you would go to first. Where we come into play is we're more of a mediator. We're a liaison between BBC and the Army. We kind of fill in that middle gap to just assist the housing if they're not getting responses or what they feel is a proper resolution with BBC, then we would step in and assist from there.
I think it's an important understanding. Yeah, thank you for that.
Of course.
Are there any common mistakes or issues that you guys see regularly during PCS season? And if so, how can people avoid them?
So I would definitely say, so if the service member knows for sure that they're going to be out of town, whether it's just visiting family, being deployed in the field, etc., definitely let BBC know. Is as long as that is documented or they have something on paper, then they can check your housing for you. So if there's going to be no one living in your home for a designated amount of time, let them know that so that way they can perform maintenance checkups on the house.
Mm-hmm.
We see way too many times where there's floods or like ceiling collapses with a lot of these homes and it ends up affecting another unit, but unfortunately the maintenance team doesn't find that out until it does affect another unit, and sometimes it's too late and now there's more damage than there had to be. So obviously a soldier doesn't want to come back home to a ceiling collapse or a flood in their home, so let BBC know that way they can go check the home for you while you're out of town.
And I think another thing to keep in mind when you're PCSing, like Misty said, sometimes soldiers report in without their families to get the house assigned to them, get it situated, and then they go back and pick up their family and their household goods, that sort of thing. Another thing to keep in mind is whenever you do get your notification that, hey, you're going to be leaving, normally you want to give your notice to vacate with, at minimum 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't get charged those, what they call short notice fees.
Yeah.
Now, obviously there's different situations depending on each soldier, that sort of thing. So I always let everybody know whether you're leaving or going to a new place, the earlier, you start, the better. Obviously there's going to be different situations where that's going to affect it, but always the more notice, the better. I know some bases require you to have like a trailer pass, even if you're moving, like a U-Haul. So
normally it's within a timeline. So if you call the office, whether it's Liberty Woods or Southern Oaks, and let them know,
give them a courtesy call.
I'm going to have a U-Haul in my driveway or a pod.
Right.
Box in my driveway, as long as they're tracking that and they know it's only going to be there for a short period of time. I believe, but don't hold me to the date, it's like 48 hours, they're fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they're tracking it.
Next thing, what are the important resources that families should know? Or you guys have information you want to share, contact info?
An important resource that we have here at Fort Stewart for residents that are living within the houses, maintenance does have a self-help. So AC filters, the residents do not have to go out and buy. They do have them available here. Light bulbs are one-for-one exchange. They do have grass seed. So that way, if you know you move in and your backyard is bare, you can go get grass seed. I don't recall how many bags it is that they give you. I think it might be two.
Per season.
Per season. But you can put that out. They do have mulch. All you have to do is go out and put it in a bag yourself. But they do have all that stuff available. Another one is whenever the spouse is deployed, they do have a deployed spouse's mow list. All the spouse has to do is go in with a copy of the deployed orders. Say, hey, my spouse is deploying. Here's the orders. They can put them on a list. That way they don't have to worry about their backyard being mowed. So that's another good program, you know, a way to help take care of the family.
With the self-help list, they normally have the list posted on their website. So if you visit the Fort Stewart Family Homes website and find the maintenance related section, they should have the list there, as well as it's posted on the self-help door at the maintenance facility. Their hours are the same as their business hours, so 8 to 5. And you can go pick up, you know, whatever items you may need. Light bulbs should be one-for-one swap, so just keep that in mind, too. So if you do need a light bulb, just bring in your old one, and they can swap it out and get you a replacement.
That's still nice, yeah.
A couple of other resources that are ways to get residents' voices heard, TSS survey, so Tenant Satisfaction Survey. It's an annual survey, so it's, you know, normally the same questions. This year, there was a few different questions. They did kind of switch some things around. So again, same questions, just make sure that you provide your input. Mm-hmm. It is a way to get things done around the community. BBC is required to provide an action plan based off of the results of that survey. So they do see it. They do see the comments. They read it. You know, they do hear the residents. And we as well interact with that process as well. So we receive the results, we provide the results to BBC, and then we work with them together to come up with, you know, plans and push that up to Garrison. So that way it's kind of right across the board. Work order satisfacts. Every time a work order is submitted, there is a satisfact survey that's sent to the resident to complete based off of their experience from that particular work order. Same questions every single time, courtesy of the maintenance technician might be one of them. Timeliness, or, you know, how quick did they respond or complete the work order? So again, provide that feedback so that they, you know, how they can either improve in certain areas. Another thing is the key text memos. So every time you complete a work order, key text will be sent to, again, the main phone number that's listed online. And it's basically asking you, were you satisfied with this work or were you not? Were you satisfied or dissatisfied? So you have two options. You can either say yes or no. If you say no, then that work order should not be closed out. It will remain open until a solution has been provided. And then you say at that point that you're satisfied as a resident. If you say yes, then it'll be changed over to work complete and it's officially closed at that point. Mm-hmm.
Another resource, too, is the town hall meetings that are held quarterly at the community center. So that's another way for residents to voice any questions or concerns. And everybody is physically there in the building. So it's not just a, hey, here's a text message, here's a comment. It's like voice to voice, face to face. You have that option. Ice comments. So everybody always, so you assume ice comments are, you know, only for negative experiences, which isn't the case. You can also say you had a great experience and, you know, you want to go above doing that maintenance satisfact for whatever reason it might be. You can also put in a positive ice comment as well. So that's just a couple other ways to get the resident's voice out there.
Yeah, keyword, it's a comment, not a complaint. So
correct.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, so whether it's a negative feedback or a positive feedback, that is another outlet for the resident.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all just a comment, yeah. How do they reach you guys?
Well, you could stop by our building at 6509 Bundy Avenue. So you can call the DPW hotline number at 912-570-3102. It's a good way to reach. We all individually have our own email addresses, which are normally sent out in communications if we reach out. So you're welcome to respond to any of those directly. But normally, if there is an issue, then, you know, Sarah or I or anyone else in the building will definitely try to get back to you as quickly as we can. There's normally no lack of response on our end. So if there's, you know, something that is sent directly to us and we can't answer immediately, then someone else will step in.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go?
So another resource for the resident is the plain language brief.
Okay.
So in that plain language brief, it explains who the general point of contacts are. Our commander right now is Colonel Weaver. Our sergeant major is Sergeant Major Marzette. And then it also goes into complaints. So let's say you've done everything you need to do and you're like, you know, this just isn't satisfying the concern I have right now. It does have all those steps, different sorts of resolution processes in there, how that needs to be filed. Another resource that a lot of people don't think about is over at Building 253 over at the Soldier Support Center on the second floor. Let's say you have a family that is living on post, you're like, hey, I want to try renting off post, but I don't know of vetted partnerships that are not privatized that I should look into first. I want that kind of security. Over at the Soldier Support Center at 253, they do have those resources where that these renters, these partnerships have been vetted. And the same thing goes for, you know, if they do decide to move off post, they do still have that support from Garrison on housing, even though you live off post. So that's another resource as well.
I've never heard of that. So yeah, I bet not many soldiers have.
That's all. I think that was like the last.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you guys. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for joining me. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. That concludes this episode of the Marn Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.